says, hey, let's go to our first guest, a very good friend of mine. I enjoy being on Comcast with him all the time. He's a longtime baseball writer for the Bay Area Newspaper Group, and that is Tim Kawakami. Tim, how are you today?
I'm doing just fine, Mario. How are you?
Good. It's a pleasure to have you on, and I appreciate you coming on. You wrote an outstanding article the end of the week about Dave Righetti and how he fits into this picture of Giants baseball, and I'd love to talk to you about it. What impressed you most about Dave Righetti?
Well, you know, we know Righetti from all these years he's been here. I just think it's the way he's connected to everything with his team. Obviously, Bochy says that the best thing he ever did was keeping him. I mean, they didn't really know each other very well when Bochy arrived here October 2006. And just the way those two guys have bonded, the way those two guys run this staff, you know, quietly, you don't see Righetti getting the Leo Mazzoni treatment. You don't see him getting, you know, the cameras. And he kind of runs away from the cameras, as you know, Marty. He doesn't really want to always talk to us, which is, you know, it's great because he's under the radar. It's great for all the pitchers. Sometimes we'd like to talk to him more because every time we talk to him, I'm fascinated by the guy.
Yeah.
I just think it's the connection to Posey. You know, they sit next to each other every time in the dugout. They talk about the game. They talk about what their pitchers are doing. We talk about what the other pitchers are doing. I just think it's the way this kind of blue-collar guy that we all know from being the famous left-hander for the Yankees kind of just connects to everything, you know, the Sabian, absolute respect them. Just everybody in that clubhouse just feels a part of Righetti. He feels a part of all of the clubhouse. You don't always get that with pitching coaches. You know, pitching coaches sometimes are off in their own world. You know, they got their pitchers and that's it. They don't care about anything else. Manager doesn't care about them. And you don't see that with Bochy and Righetti in that clubhouse. And that's one of the, you know, I asked Righetti what he likes about Bochy. He goes, yeah, he gives a bleep about pitching. And not all managers do that. And I would imagine some managers that he's been the pitching coach under didn't get him, didn't want to get him. Kind of, you just do your thing, you know, and make sure it turns out right. Not, you know, and the manager really isn't tied into this. But Bochy's tied into it. I mean, obviously, we know that. Bochy's tied into the staff. He's tied into who's pitching what off day, who's, you know, throwing a bullpen, who's coming in against what lefty. I mean, he's got that whole thing. You know, we've seen playoff series after playoff series where he knows who's pitching in the seventh against what batter, and then he knows who's going in the eighth with one out and who's going in the ninth with two outs. And I just think that's all part of this big picture, Bochy, Righetti, plotting it out, talking about everything. I think you got to throw Mark Gardner in there too. They just kind of talk it out, and they don't feel like anyone is individually responsible for everything. And I think that does spread out through the entire franchise. Boy, everybody kind of feels connected.
Yeah, no, you said it beautifully, and the article was terrific. And, you know, it leads me to this conclusion all the time that you look back to 2010, 2012, and even what's going on right now in the postseason. This has been, I'll start off with you, this has been an interesting postseason for everyone but the Giants, pitching-wise.
Yep.
Watching some of these other games, this has been amazing.
The Giants just don't have those October blow-ups, right, Martin? I mean, we've seen it so many other, but Kershaw blows up. You see it happen every, you know, James Shields wasn't great last night, wasn't great in the wild card game. Everyone else kind of has these eruptions on them, and I'm not saying the Giants never do, but we just so rarely see. You know, for the Giants, a big thing is when Bumgarner throws a ball away and that scores two runs. It's not anything that he gave up. It's something that he threw away on an error. We just don't see them cave in. And I really do believe that's a lot with Righetti. You know, it's the competitiveness. You fight through every at-bat. You fight through every pitch. And Vogelsong represents that. And Peavy represents that. And Hudson represents that. And we know Bumgarner represents that. The relievers represent. They just don't cave in. You know, Gio Gonzalez can't field a ground ball through his legs, and there's two runs. That's just automatic. And you don't see that with the Giants. And I think if Bochy or Righetti see that developing, that guy's out immediately. It's not a minnow, not a wait and see, not a let's see three batters before we make a decision. Somebody's up, warming up, ready to go in the next batter. Petit was up in the last game, ready to go. You know, if there's any issue, we're bringing someone else in. It's just that every pitch competitiveness that we see from the Giants pitching, and I think it pays off, and we don't see, you're right, in these other series where, you know, Lester caved in for the, you just don't see that happen to Giants pitchers. Their talent level might not be the same. And it's certainly not the same as it was in 2010, but the competitiveness level, and it's like a hockey thing. They're the compete level, they go into the corners, they muck and grind, and they don't cave in. in October, I think we're seeing how huge that is.
Boy, amazing. Tim Kawakami, pleasure to have him with us. Tim, for them to continue on, and as I said, hey, they knocked Pittsburgh off, they knocked Washington off. Here comes St. Louis. They're going to beat the whole darn league if they do it. And really, there's nobody left. But they've got to do it. Hudson, Peavy, Vogelsong have got to do it about four more times through the rotation. Is that a key for you? I mean, I'll ask you what your key is to the series, but for me, that may be the key.
Yeah, those, I think Peavy and Hudson are really huge barometers for this team now. I mean, Peavy with a lot of late arrival, but it's just if the way I look at it now is if Peavy beats somebody, I'm pretty sure Hudson's going to, because they're pretty similar pitchers at this point. You know, if Peavy can establish that outside corner, and if the hitters can't adjust, and we did not see the national pitch hitters adjust to that outside pitch. Petit was the same thing. Ball on the outside corner, maybe 3 inches off the outside corner. If they get it, they win. And you did not see, you know, all those right-handed hitters and a few of the lefties on Washington adapt to that. Jason Wirth sure didn't. If the Cardinals can't adjust to it, if TV in game two wins that outside corner, I think Hudson's going to win that outside corner. And then there's possibly two wins in addition to Bumgarner tonight. And then Bumgarner coming back again in five. You know, that's what I look at. Those two guys, I think, are so crucial. Those starts they gave them in Washington were so huge. If they continue that, and I think the Cardinals are a little more disciplined. They make better adjustments. I think they're going to be a little tougher. And we saw what their left-handed hitters did to the Dodgers. It was unbelievable. But we'll see if they can do that against the Giants. It's proven tough to beat the Giants if they get that outside corner.
Yeah.
And I think Hudson especially. And Hudson, you know, that's the one we've all got. You know, we don't know what he's going to give. And maybe physically he's worn down a little bit. But if he gets that outside corner, Marty, I just walk into my mind. He's going six innings, and it's going to be a Giants game going into the seventh. And they're pretty good if it's their game going into the seventh.
Boy, it is. Because then, you know, then you turn it over to the bullpen. And what do you think about Hunter Strickland? And Bochy said it the other day at the postgame press conference. About Hunter Strickland, he says, hey, he's my seventh-inning guy. How do you think that's going to fit in?
Yeah, I mean, you know, we saw him give the home runs in the Washington series, but I think if Bochy believes in a guy and he throws 99, I'm not going to start debating him on this. I don't know, you know, you could add Affelt in some of those situations maybe, but I think Bochy might be a little bit off Affelt these days. And if you're going to say Affelt or Strickland, I'm going to say, okay, I'll go with Bochy. Say Strickland throwing 99. You know, if he starts giving up home runs in this series, he's certainly going to have to make some adjustments. But I think he likes his guts. I think he likes the 99. I think he likes that he came right back out and challenged Bryce Harper. And listen, Bryce Harper is unique. You know, the Cardinals don't have a Bryce Harper. They just don't have that. Now, that's not a terrible thing to say. There's only one or two or three of them in the league. They don't have somebody like that. I think if Strickland brings that kind of stuff into this series, it's going to be just fine. Now, maybe Bochy throws Affelt. You know, if it's a lefty, you know, maybe you have some little changes and tweaks to that. But I think Bochy believes in having confidence in the guys he likes. And if the guy proves it, he's going to keep throwing them out there. If the guy bounces back, he's going to keep throwing them out there. Now, he blows up again. Maybe there's an adjustment. Right now, I don't have a problem with that because I don't think Bochy does things irresponsibly. I think he's got a pretty good finger on this, and he likes the guy throwing in. I mean, this guy could be the closer next year. I mean, I do believe that. And I think Bochy's feeling that right now and really, really likes the 99. That's what I think. They don't really have anyone who does that. And Bochy likes popping that in there in pressure moments. And sometimes those seventh innings are like saves. And I'm not going to go against what Bochy feels like in the seventh inning these days.
You know, it's funny. You know, I've watched baseball a long time, and you have as well, and you know the history of the game. You kind of look in the giant dugout, and then you look in the other dugout. If it's Matt Williams, Mike Matheny, Clint Hurdle, I don't care who it is. There's a presence in the giant dugout, and maybe Bruce Bochy is making that legacy of a potential Hall of Fame manager. Of course, it probably needs another World Series. But, you know, I used to say, well, it's pitching, defense, and get a couple of key hits. But I'll tell you something. Watching this team in their postseason series, they don't lose them. I think the manager is just as important as the other elements in the game.
He sure is for this team. There's no debate about that one. I haven't watched 2010, 2012, and now 2014 develop. You know, you can't always put your finger on it, and I know the stats guys don't love this kind of conversation, but there's something about a team that does not feel the pressure, or if it feels it, doesn't let it get to it, and exerts the pressure on the other team. And when the other team feels that they blow up, we've seen that happen series after series. And yet, guys getting thrown out in the on the Nationals in an extra inning game. It's crazy. That just doesn't happen with a Chinese.
Yeah.
You have a team that just is able to put pressure, and it starts with the pitching. It really does start with the pitching, because if you just can't get that three-run inning off the team, that puts pressure on you to have to pitch yourself and play the defense yourself and make sure you have the great at-bat. So the Giants just exert that pressure, and I got to believe that comes from Bochy. I got to believe the confidence comes from Bochy. They've been through this, but Joe Panik hasn't been through it, and look at the way he's playing. A lot of these guys haven't been through it. They just kind of blend right into the clubhouse. They're absorbed by the Posies and the other leaders of this team, and it just turns over again. So, yeah, if Bochy's got a pretty good Hall of Fame. I've resisted this for a little while, Marty, but you look at it, he's got a pretty good Hall of Fame portfolio right now. Pretty good, maybe not automatic. He wins another World Series. He's a Hall of Famer. You look at where he is on the all-time wins list, way up there.
Yeah.
Number one active manager. You look at the other guys who won two or more World Series. He's in that conversation, if not already on him.
Yeah, no, I agree. He's in that Dick Williams category for me right now if he wins one more. That's the way it looks. All right, prediction on this thing, and I'll say it to you this way. You know, what a season this has been. The amazing start, the big swoon until August 25th, the run to the end, and then all of a sudden being the wild card on the road and seeing him, as I say, in Pittsburgh, Washington, here's St. Louis. How do you think this thing ends up?
Well, I've already written it, and I picked against him in the National Series. I'm not picking him against him anymore, Marty. I just have seen this too often now. I think we've all seen it. I think they're going to win the series. I'll say six or seven. I'll say six. I just think that pitching holds up too well under pressure, and they're going to scratch out a hit or two. I just don't see Cardinals hit seven home runs in the last series. I don't see that happening again. And if your attack is based on home runs, the Giants pitching probably isn't going to give it up to you, certainly not at AT&T.
Yeah, that's what I'd like to see him play. If they get past this thing, play the Orioles instead of the Royals.
The Royals might be the toughest matchup out there for them. Who would have thought that, Marty?
Isn't that the truth? There's no doubt in my mind. There's no doubt in my mind that would be the toughest matchup for him.
I would agree. You know, the Dodgers was going to be interesting just because of the Kershaw-Greinke thing, but that's not who the matchup is. And I don't see who, other than Carpenter, I don't see who on the Cardinals is really going to beat Giants pitching. I don't think it's going to be Holiday. I don't think it's going to be Molina. There's some other guys who are interesting hitters on that team, but Carpenter is the one, and I think Bochy can maneuver around Carpenter. I think he's probably already got the plans for that, or he's got Javier Lopez sitting there ready for the eighth inning anytime Carpenter's coming up. I just have seen it too often, Marty. I think the Giants win this one.
Great. Tim, thanks for taking the time. A pleasure to have you on. I enjoy the Comcast stuff with you, and it's always great to debate things with you. Thanks so much.
Appreciate it, Marty. I always do myself. Thank you.
All right, thanks. All right, that is Tim Kawakami. Boy, nice to have him on to start this show.